I need to go. I was able to sing in Spanish there by myself. That was scary, but it was a beautiful moment. So I'm happy that I was able to be there today with them as well. And I'm happy that I'm here with you today. So let's go ahead and pray. Dear God, thank you so much for your love and mercy. Thank you for a good night's sleep and waking up this morning to see another beautiful day of winter, beautiful Sabbath, that we get to share the word of God with people and sing together and pray together. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for his sacrifice on the cross, and thank you for his second coming. Bless us in Jesus' name, amen. Well, we are 1 week from Christmas break, and teachers always look for that break. Have been kind of like different between Thanksgiving and Christmas, trying to stay engaged, and the students to stay engaged with learning, but they are learning. I hope so. I know that for myself, I have learned a lot in this journey, and I'm so happy to be able to ministry that way. So Christmas program is on Tuesday, and I hope you guys can be here. I know some people have been asking me, can you do a Christmas program with 3 or 4 students? Yes, we can. And we are so ready. Thank you to Michelle Hager. She has been working so hard, even through her knee surgery and being with crutches and, you know, all this stuff. She has really put a lot of time and commitment to the school and the children and the Christmas program and the kids as well. So we have been practicing a lot, and we hope that you can enjoy the program that we have put together for you, as well as the food. There's always food involved, so be here at 6 if you want to enjoy that. Thank you, Karen, for coordinating that. Okay, I forgot to connect my laptop. So my husband is already in Dominican Republic, nice and warm. And he just preached his first sermon today. He will be preaching all the way until next, every night until next Saturday. And then hopefully we can reunite as a family again. Okay, let's see if we can put my... Okay, this is when I need to change this. Just give me one moment. Perfect. Oh, what happened? It's back. Okay, good. Long ago, there ruled in Persia a wise and good king. He loved his people, and he wanted to know how they lived. He wanted to know about their hardships. Often, he dressed in the clothes of a working man or a beggar, and went to the homes of the poor. No one whom he visited thought that he was the ruler. One time he visited a very poor man who lived in a cellar. He ate the coarse food the poor man ate. He spoke cheerful, kind words to him, and then he left. Later, he visited the poor man again and disclosed his identity by saying, "I am your king." The king thought the man would surely ask for some gift or favor, but he didn't. Instead, he said, "You left your palace and your glory to visit me in this dark, dreary place. You ate the coarse food I ate. You brought gladness to my heart. To others, you have given your rich gift. To me, you have given yourself. Just over 2,000 years ago, Emmanuel, also called the Christ, changed the world. In that moment when God became flesh, humanity watched prophecies unfold as hope was born. Jesus, our Emmanuel, provided hope that sin and death wouldn't always win and mankind wouldn't always feel so painfully alone. Matthew 1:21 said, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus, which means the Lord is salvation, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill that the Lord has said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Emmanuel is a word written on countless Christmas cards throughout the centuries and sung in some of our most loved hymns and carols. In scripture, it first appeared in Isaiah 7:14. Which is said, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." The Lord himself will do this. Scripture says, in other words, this act which occurred in the birth of Christ was God ordained and God accomplished. This points to grace, which comes not through human effort, but rather to relying on God. To do what humans cannot. This was the reason Christ came. God gave us this child named Emmanuel, which literally means "with us is God" or "God with us." In truth, God is and always has been with us. He is omnipresent, which means he's everywhere all the time. Speaking of God, the ancient psalmist David wrote, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the winds of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hands will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast." Amen. And in Jeremiah 23:23-24, God said, "And I only a God nearby, declares the Lord, and not a God far away. Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, declares the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord?" God has always been present throughout the universe, but he's been present with his people as well. This was what made him so different from all the false gods the pagan nations worship. Through a select group of people, the Jews, he revealed himself as "I am," a present, personable, and knowable God to all people, triggering within them a hunger for intimacy with their Creator. He created mankind for relationship, and throughout humanity has revealed generation by generation how we are to relate to Him. But we rebel against Him again and again. And though He remained with us in the sense that His presence fills all of reality, this wasn't true in a relational sense. Our sin has separated us from Him, and this drove God to action through a baby, Emmanuel. He drew us close despite our sin in a way that ancient world never could imagine. God with us. God, speak of identity, identification. Jesus is God. Some religions and faith had difficulty with deity of Jesus of Nazareth. They are concerned with verses like, for example, John 14:28. You heard me say, I am going away and I'm coming back to you. If you love me, you will be glad that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. They think that Christ was created by God, therefore he is not equal with God. But we know that Jesus is God. Colossians 1:15 said, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. John 10:30, I and the Father are one. John 14:11, believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Colossians 1:19, for God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. And Isaiah 9:6 said, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Not only Jesus is God, but Jesus is God in the flesh. John 1:14 said, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. 1 John 1:1-2 said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. Not only Jesus is God in the flesh, but Jesus is God in the flesh providing salvation. Matthew 1:21 says, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. With speaks of intention. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God came to earth. Not only God came to earth, but he came to seek and save sinners. Luke 19:10 said, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Us speak for involvement. Jesus died. That was his involvement in our salvation. He gave his life for me and you. Philippians 2:8 said, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Jesus not only died, but he had one of the worst deaths. Jesus died on the cross. John 19:30 said, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Jesus died. He died on the cross. And he died on the cross for us. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Someone wrote the following: if our greatest need had been information, God will have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God will have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God will send us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God will have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness. So God sent us a savior. Christmas is one of my favorite times of the year. I have great memories since I was little. Not everybody have great memories of Christmas, but I do. And it's one of my favorite times of the year. For many reasons, maybe when I was little, it was more for the toys and the food and get together with cousins. But as I grow up, it's more because I love to hear the story of Jesus. It makes me happy. It gives me hope. And the meaning has changed over time, from just being a time of getting together with my family to wanting for Emmanuel to come again. I want to be with my Savior. I want to be with Jesus. It is hard to celebrate when we see people and children die every day through war, sickness, violence, hate, Christian persecution. I know you guys' son, O come Emmanuel. It's a desperate prayer. A desperate prayer for freedom. A desperate prayer for a savior, a messiah. And I think it's a prayer that we need today. I love Christmas. But I don't want to spend one more Christmas here. I want to spend it in heaven with Jesus. And my prayer is, O come, Emmanuel. I'm tired of seeing people dying. O come, Emmanuel. I'm tired of seeing hate. O come, Emmanuel. I'm tired of seeing children dying every day. O come, Emmanuel, I'm tired of seeing abuse. I hope that during this time of Christmas and every day, we get the chance to share the best gift ever, which is Jesus. But not only that he came as a baby, but that he died. And he rose, but he's coming again. And we need to be ready. And we need to be prepared. And we need to tell people that this is not it. That there is a world waiting for us with Jesus for eternity, where there's not going to be any more crying, no more violence, no more war, no more sickness, no more death. I want to show you a video. So we probably have to try this to see if the volume here works. This song touched my heart because we are probably in the same or worse status as it was Israel before Jesus came as a baby. I think people have lost hope. And I think we are in a desperate hour of these things ending. And we probably don't feel it too close to us because we live in a beautiful place, Washington. We probably don't live in the city where we can see probably more stuff going on. And but either or, we know as we see the news that Jesus is around the corner. But in the meantime, are we sleeping? Is the world sleeping? Do we have room in our heart for Jesus to write a story? So I want you to hear this song.
Bethlehem looks like another silent night. Above your deep and dreamless sleep, a giant star lights up the sky. And while you're lying in the dark, the shines an everlasting light. For the King has left his throne and is sleeping in a manger tonight. Oh Bethlehem, what you have missed while you were sleeping, for God became a man and stepped into your world today. Oh Bethlehem, you will go down in history as a city with no room for its king. While you were sleeping, while you were sleeping, Mary shivers in the cold, trying to keep the Savior warm. Born among the animals, wrapped in dirty rags, because there was no room for him in the world he came to save. Oh Bethlehem, what you have missed while you were sleeping, God became a man and stepped into your world today. Oh Bethlehem, you will go down in history as a city with no room for its king. While you were sleeping, while you were sleeping, United States of America looks like another silent night. As we're sung to sleep by philosophies that save the trees and kill the children, and while we're lying in the dark, there's a shout heard across the eastern sky.
we are sleeping. Would Jesus come again and leave us slumbering where we lay? America, will we go down in history as a nation with no room for its king? Will we be sleeping? Will we be sleeping? United States of America looks like another silent night.
Is slipping, and we need to wake them up with the great news that Jesus is coming again. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your love and your mercy. Thank you, God, for Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you because through our lives, you have definitely shown that you are with us every single minute, every single day of our lives. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the Holy Spirit who dwell within us, with us. Thank you for this celebration, God, that we can truly remember what really it means, and that we can share that hope, God, and that love with others. God, thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for dying on the cross for us. But also thank you for the second coming, God, because we really live in a very, very tough world where we see, God, violence and hate and dead and just sickness and just bad stuff, God. God, please come soon. We want to be with you for eternity. We want to live with you forever and ever and ever. We want to hug you. We want to spend each day with you. God, forgive our sins. And as we go out and about in celebrating Christmas, protect us. Let us have a good time with God, but also give us the opportunity to be able to share the great news and share the gift of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.